You're such an asshole.
And I forgive them, Father, for they have not the pump that I replaced my heart with. So I wish not that you had easier lives, but that you just had life beat the crap out of you so you guys wouldn't ask. And it's not a wrong question. I shouldn't be this hard on it. It's just if you guys just had life kick the crap out of you a little bit, you wouldn't ask these questions. You and an element of stoicism, you're like, I can't control this, so I won't even bother. But you're a younger man. I ask equally not naive, not stupid, but naive questions. And I should have Cappy's Pumps for Heart programs where we kick whatever remnant humanity you have left in you, and we turn you all into cold, callous, calculating economists. And then you'd be curmudgeonly and moody and grumpy like me. So let's go through the question, which is unnecessarily long. Hi, Aaron. I'm 25 years old and have a vasectomy scheduled for next Friday. From a young age, I always knew I never wanted to have children. For whatever reason, it just never appealed to me. I never wanted to buy a house in suburbia with some white picket fence, drive a minivan, marry a girl that gains 150 pounds on me, and then porks the man. I don't think any guy wanted that either. And then porks the mailman. I also never wanted to help my kid with homework, have to discipline when they behave, deal with disappointments, accidentally F them up, and have to give them electroshock therapy if they tell me they're trans. Okay, you should not have kids, okay? And you know what's great? And here's where there's remnant morality. I got like Nicholas Wolfwood level of morality. Don't hurt kids. That's about it. And you follow the Nicholas Wolfwood morality. You don't want to hurt your kids. You care enough about your kids to know that you probably not be a good father, and that's why you're having a vasectomy. That's a very wise and thoughtful and caring consideration. Most other people, I know you all like to pick on single moms. I'm talking the married people too. They have kids. They don't raise their kids. They don't invest time in their kids. And if I were to estimate it today, about 90, 95% of American parents just don't love their kids, or certainly don't love their kids more than they love themselves. To the vast majority of parents today in the United States, their kids are an inconvenience. And you're actually acknowledging that up front, saying, then I probably shouldn't. And that's good. That's good. You're better than 90% of American parents today. Right? Not being edgy. Dead accurate truth. That's my belief. Look at the behaviors of parents. They lie to their kids all the time and send them down the path to destruction. I don't mean that in a religious sense. Just do what you want. I'm just going for my little business. I have to work now. Wow. Raise my children? What is this? The 1950s? Am I right, girlfriend? Why does my kid need therapy? That's not enough. I haven't even brought up the other side of the equation. Women, I'm a bit of a player myself. I've been exposed to the dark side of dating. What's the dark side of dating? They say no. I didn't know there was a dark side. I mean, getting stood up sucked. I didn't know there, unless you're hanging out with Troy Francis and it's like swingers club, that kind of dark. But that's the fun dark side. Spent the last year of my life doing salt dating, and it was a big red pill kick in the ass. After sleeping with over 30 girls, could have been a lot more. I just don't have the patience to deal with the stupidity. I've learned that the majority of hot girls ain't Shiite and are either sad, pathetic, or psychotic. Maybe a combination. You got to go date a little bit more. Because quite some time ago, it was like that. Salt, what's salt dating? Is that where you act like you have money? Salt dating. Salt Christian dating hat. A beautiful woman way out of your league on sugar dating sites. Okay, so it is. Salt dating involves the equal exchange of energy between a man and a woman. It does not advise directly paying women for their time. But if you're exchanging energy, meaning your time, you are paying. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to go into that again. All right, so you play the algorithm. You act like you're rich, and you get the girls. All right. I wouldn't want any of those girls being the mother of a child. Well, you're also on sugar sites. And I do it as this environment changes and constantly evolves. I have a feeling that just like all their dating platforms, your sugar sites are going to evolve into the new modern day dating platforms as the stigma associated with that is eliminated. And Lord knows what will be the latest edgy thing. But wasn't Tinder supposed to be a meetup app? Now it's just a dating app. I think that's the same thing that's going to happen there. So maybe 10 years from now, that would be, you know, practically like going to church to meet a girl on seeking arrangement. But I, you know, if you were looking for a woman to marry, if you went on a sugar site and you were just there for dating, which according to my agent in the field, that's a thing. Some girls just go there to find dates and guys are there to find dates as well. But generally speaking, that's not exactly the place to go fishing for a wife. You know, you go in streams to find trout. You don't go deep sea fishing for trout. Look, fishing nerds, don't tell me if there's such a thing as an oceanic trout. I don't care. Just shut up. Ironically, my biology is starting to kick in and part of me wants to be a dad eventually, but then I remember the reasons stated above. For me, the bachelor life seems the way to go. I spent the beginning of year traveling around the U.S. and it was absolute blast. Wouldn't be able to do it if I had kids and a mortgage. Once I got sick of traveling, I came back to my apartment in a large metro area, mellowed out a bit and decided to buy a 75-inch TV, a dope sound system, and a few really expensive guitars. Again, wouldn't be able to do it if I had kids and a mortgage. I'm spending the majority of my days working remotely, watching 80s movies. Hey, watch Weekend at Bernie's. Y'all watch Weekend at Bernie's and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. On my big ass TV, playing guitar, writing songs, performing, then I'd open mics, going to concerts, and maybe being a girl if I feel like it and I'm happy. I could do this for the next 10 years if I want to. Yes, and I'll tell you this, just to factor this into your thinking, you will get sick of it. Everything has a shelf life, everything. Novelty will wear off on everything. So I would, I would factor that in. Yeah, you could do that for the rest of your life. You're going to get bored. What I'm kind of concerned about, however, is dying alone. It seems like that's the only reason why people procreate, which is to pass on their legacy so that they don't die alone. Ultimately, I think it's messed up and selfish because you're bringing a person to the world for the sole purpose of serving you. Now you got it. Now you understand modern day parents. You nailed it. I wouldn't say necessarily dying alone. I don't know how much that scares people because I don't think most people realize they're mortal. It's not until they're, you know, dead and they didn't invest any time. And there's a pretty good chance you are going to die alone because you're going to be sleeping a lot of the time. And so do all your relatives. And this is where I wish, you know, not just you, but more so the rest of the world would replace the hearts with pumps. We all get empirical now. And you don't live in fear of that. What's that? That dying, that's got to be, if you're even conscious for it, that's got to be the actual death part itself, a couple minutes. Maybe it's rather sudden. I guess mathematically it's rather sudden. You're gonna live in fear and ruin other people's lives having kids that you're not going to raise or support or really care about just to have them there for you that minute where you go. But this presumes people who even think that far ahead about their own mortality. And you're concerned about dying alone? Well, knock that off. That's stupid. And I wouldn't make that the entire reason I have children. My gosh, how scared are you of dying? I mean, you should rightly be scared of dying, but not the only reason I have children is so I don't die alone. Well, what about your friends? Oh, wait, that's right. They all go away too. I don't know. Come on. Join the pump gang. Join the cold, heartless, empirical economist heart or pump gang. Gang. Pump gang. You want a heart? Heart's being, oh, I'll die alone. Oh, have you seen people with hearts? Oh, I hurt my feelings. Oh, that's not appropriate. I'm offended. Oh, somebody said I have hurt feelings. Oh, God, no. Ultimately, I think it's best up selfish to bring up. But anyway, am I crazy? Did you have the same feelings when you got your vasectomy? No, no. Well, Ken, maybe I was by that time. I was a bit more jaded. And no, I don't want kids. Never wanted kids. Figure that out early on in my life. It also figures out that you figured that out early on in your life as well. So to be perfectly honest, you're asking the wrong guy, because I am so adamant about not having kids. And one of the best things I ever did was have a vasectomy. That I'm not normal. I'm such a cheerleader for it. I don't know if you could get an unbiased opinion, but you should ask someone, other younger guys, like, oh, and yeah, you know what? Yes, your biology is screaming at you because you're supposed to have kids and supposed to have a legacy. Blah, 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 blah. And there's a piece as well that, yeah, I'd like to not die alone. I'd like to have a family, that kind of thing. So that's all factoring. That's normal. But what separates us from the animals, Johns, is rules. It's the only thing that separates us from the animals. My God, Jonathan, what did you do? You'll never get that one. You listed your rules above. We have ethics. We have principles. You don't want to raise a kid. You want to pass on your genes. You want to screw. You want to spit out a child, but you don't actually raise the kid. Congratulations. You're just like most American parents today. Whether you're in the trailer parks of Casper, Wyoming, or the ghettos of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and all points in between, you are going to have kids for your own selfish purposes, which means you shouldn't do that. The only reason you should have, well, okay, not the only reason, but if you're going to have kids, you must agree to the fact that you will raise them, and raising meaning also disciplining. Not to say it's great, it's amazing, and you can get things. Why is my child still living at home at 32? I don't know. Could it be how you talk to him, like,
who's a good sociology major? Who's a good sociology major? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Ooh, you got the teen twist. You got the teen twist. That's my little princess.
Daddy say I'm really smart. No. You discipline them. You raise them. You do homework with them. God Almighty, I don't know one parent that ever sits down and did life planning. Hell, I've done that with little kids in my life. Hey, have you thought about this? Have you thought about the, and honest to God, what actually pissed me off is I kind of got lectured about it. I'm like, you're not doing it. You guys aren't raising this kid. You're not telling them about finances. And so if you're not going to prepare your kid for the real world, and that's what a real parent should do, do not have kids. And yes, your genetic programming is going to, you're going to have this, and, you know, don't look at girls with big boobs. Well, it's going to be pretty hard. Don't find girls with long hair attractive. Well, it's going to be pretty hard because it's instinctual. This is where the rules come in and separates us from the animals, John. And you do not want to invest time in a child. Therefore, you should not have a child. Therefore, you use your frontal cortex and you decide, aha, I will get a vasectomy and I will join the pump gang. That's what I'm going to do, the pump gang. That's where we have this ability to not be fazed at all by human emotion, care, or consideration, or passion, or compassion. Nothing shun involved in this. Just pure numbers and calculate like we're Spock. Yeah, like Spock. So there you go. Yeah, and I'll warn you now, you're 25, you're young. And this time you had in that big city that you're still having a good time in, enjoy it while it lasts. It's cool. I hope. And there's things and environments you could live in, and it will last 10 years. You'll have a grand old time, but then you'll get bored. And then the benefit you have being a guy, you can have kids pretty much at any time. And even if you did get a vasectomy, there's a good chance, not 100% guaranteed, but a good chance that you could have sperm directly extracted the way you think. And I don't think it's not painful. It just sounds horrible, actually. But you could have kids if you want, or if you want to make a deposit at a bank, you certainly could do that. But unlike gals, you don't have an expiry date down there. Girls do. So why, you're only 25. Heck, conventional wisdom is you don't even start dating girls seriously until you're 30. Why don't you go explore a little bit? You got a great head start. You got life. Dude, you're way ahead of when I was 25. You're doing great. Go live life a little bit. The vasectomy, I don't know. I mean, if it was me and I was thinking, I wouldn't have. I'd get the vasectomy. But if you still think there's an issue or problem, talk to Dr. David Maloney. Maybe he has insight. But just as an insurance policy, make some deposits at a sperm bank. Go live your life. Have fun. And then revisit this in another 5 years. Let's see where you sit there. And then maybe, you know, I'd be okay if you're going to have to make that choice yourself. But yeah, the way you've explained how you basically don't want to be a father, I would get the vasectomy. Otherwise, you're going to become like every other American dad out there, either absentee, deadbeat, or present but absent, where you just don't participate in the game. Hello, wife. Oh, don't divorce me. Okay, we'll do whatever you want. Oh, you want to go into theater, son? Okay. Don't hit. Did everything you wanted. Be like me, son. Yeah, so you're not crazy, but yeah, just give it. And seriously, dude, if I wanted to have the surgery to have my vasectomy redone or undone, or just have the sperm directly extracted, I could do it. And there's a bounty. Any girl wants to pay $1.5 million after taxes with a huge legal disclaimer, absolving me of all responsibilities of the child. You ladies may carry on the Clary genetic line, and I really don't care. But I'm 46 now. You could, didn't Tony Randall like have a kid at like 70 something? I mean, come on, man. So you got time. You got, this is one of the few benefits of being a guy. This is not a decision you have to make just yet, and you don't have to worry about having kids. The time comes, technology exists for the most part. No guarantees you should be able to do it in vitro fertilization. All right. Let's go to super chats. Do we have any super chats? Got a couple in here. And by couple, I mean one. I got the hat in Vegas. It's a cool hat. I wish I bought more because it's already bleaching out. Jimmy in Dallas, $5. Cappy is spitting straight facts. I'm a black man from the South. You got black people down in the South? Nah. My parents whooped my ass. A result no cop has ever had. Yep. Darn right. I know one one kid, product of a single mother, but the mom was on her. Mom was on her like glue. And she stepped out of line, I think, twice as a little girl. And the mom spanked her both times. That was it. Kid grew up straight. Kid was a very well-behaved child, very intelligent. And that's the other thing. I kind of wonder about intelligence. What if you just sit the F down and study? Like, what if you're not goofing around? Like, because I was a great C-minus student. This kid got good grades. And I was like, God darn, that's one hell of a kid. Kid was sharp too. Kid could spar with me. I'm like, yeah, look at this little 7-year-old kid. Got a mouth on her. All right. But if I know another one that ain't like that and never was spanked, still lives at home with mom and dad, well beyond the age she should be. Yeah. So, I mean, seriously, if you're not going to be the father, if you're not going to be a dad and discipline your children. All right. Boom. That's it. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.